is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. And if you haven't read Isaiah 40 in a while, then you've been missing out on a great blessing. And I got to tell you, there's no way that I can do this passage justice. There's just no way. I'm going to give it my absolute best shot, but I'm telling you, there's so much wrapped in this chapter. It'll bless you, and then it'll bless you again, and the next day it'll bless you again, and the next time you read it, you'll see something you didn't even see there the last time. And this is one of those verses that is one of the most powerful verses, chapters in the whole Bible, because of the way it lays out the character of God, unlike any other place in the Bible. It talks about his physical aspect. It talks about his arm. It talks about his hands. It talks about his shoulders. It talks about God in a way that is relatable, in a way that sometimes we can't always see God as great as he is. But Isaiah must have been caught up into a heavenly place and had a vision, because he saw God, and the vision he saw, God revealed himself in attributes that are similar to us, so that Isaiah could not only see it, but he could come back and tell us a little bit about it. So Isaiah 40 is our verse tonight that we're going to talk about. Verse 18 says this: to whom then will you liken God? To some versions, it's according to what version you're reading. I'm reading from the New King James Version. But some versions say, who is like the Lord? But to whom will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him? Then let's pick up on verse 21, a few verses down. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood it from the foundations of the earth? All of these questions. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. See, Isaiah knew that before Christopher Columbus did. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. It is he who gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and every young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Don't you love the word of God tonight? Can you just thank God for his word? Let's just stop for a moment and thank God for the goodness and the richness of his word. Moses sang a song at the Red Sea crossing. And his song went like this: who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders? The prophet Micah also tried to put it into words. He sang with great conviction, who is like God? Who pardons iniquity and passes over your transgressions? No one but God would do that for you. Your family won't even do that for you many times, but God is a God who will love you and pardon your iniquity and pass over your transgression. I don't know about you, but that's worth living for God for right there. That God doesn't keep accusing you, and God doesn't keep pointing a finger at you, and God doesn't bring it back up every time he gets mad at you. Nobody will do that for you, but the Lord will. Nations boast of their armies, but none can deliver like the Lord. Kings boast of their power, but none can reign like the Lord. Religions boast of their gods, but none can redeem like the Lord. When you're sick, who is like the Lord your healer? When you are bound, who is like the Lord your deliverer? When you are lost, who is like the Lord your shepherd? When you are broken, who is like the Lord, your Redeemer, when you are weary? Who is like the Lord, your Comforter, when you're bound in sin? Who is like the Lord, your Savior? There is none who can begin to compare to him. The heavens cannot contain him. Hell cannot resist him. Time cannot limit him. He is before all things. He is above all things. And he is beyond all things. And yet that God chooses to live in your heart. Bigger than the universe, but small enough to live in your heart. Who is like the Lord?
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
The prophet Isaiah in chapter 40 must have had a vision, because he describes attributes of God in a way that nobody else in the Bible begins to give him these attributes. The first thing he wants you to know about God is, yes, he is Adonai. He created the universe with words. He is the great I am. He is bigger than any thought you've ever had, beyond any place you've ever been, higher than the heights, deeper than the depths. But yet, the first thing he wants you to know about God is that he is a comforter. I mean, this is how he starts his whole chapter. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says the Lord. Before Isaiah thunders with the greatness of God, he introduces this merciful God to us. This God who loves us, who gets down on his knees and reaches down his hand for us. This God who scooped us out of the mud. And I don't know about you, but he keeps doing that for me. Anybody else? I know he made us from the clay, but has he had to wash any of you off lately? Has he had to pick any of you up lately? This is a merciful God that we serve. You need to know this, especially if you've ever thought about serving another God. There is no other God, no false God who comforts. Do you realize that the whole practice of idolatry is appeasing a God so that he does not curse you or hurt you? There is no false God that gives mercy. There is no false God that gives grace. Every statue that's ever been created, every Baal worshiper that's ever bowed down, every worshiper to Molech, all they do is appease a God to keep them from hurting them. But here we have a God that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will go with you to the very ends of the earth. Not a God that says you must appease me to get me to love you. If you've grown up in a religion where you think that Christianity is about making God happy and he gets mad every time you slip and mess up, then you don't understand the grace of God, and you don't understand the depth of the love of God, and you don't understand the mercy of God. God said that while you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He knows your frame. He knows you are but grass, the Bible says. He knows that your life is just like a vapor. In his days, in his time frame, your life is like a vapor. But yet he pays attention to every single morning, to every single day, because God loves you, not because you are good enough. There are not enough lifetimes to be good enough to earn God. There's not enough lifetimes to be smart enough to understand God. There are not enough lifetimes in this world to understand the depth of his love. No, this is a gift. This God says, you don't have to appease me. I've come to comfort you. I've come to bless you. you. I've come to give you gifts and minister to you. That is the love of our God, who gives agape love, unconditional love. Not love just when you're doing good and swat you when you're doing bad. That's not the God we serve. The God we serve will love you wherever you find yourself and help you back onto the right track of the journey He has placed you on. So God starts by saying, comfort my people. That is why Jeremiah writes in Lamentations, this I recall to mind, and therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. Hallelujah. Is anybody glad that on your worst day, God was compassionate? Is anybody glad that that time you failed, He was still there? And when everybody else walked away, God did not walk away? Has anybody glad that even when you walked away from Him, He did not walk away from you? Do you know one of the titles God gives Himself is God the Divorcee? You know that? That is one of the titles God gives Himself in the Bible. I wrote a small booklet on that many years ago. God the Divorcee. What God is saying, you can walk out of my life, but I'm not walking out of your life. You can divorce me if you want. You can never speak to me again. You can curse my name and hate me for the rest of your life, but I will always be on your heels as a lover, trying to bring you back into my arms again. I will not stop pursuing you for the rest of your life. See, this is where I don't understand once saved, always saved, but I do understand once in grace, always in grace. I buy into that because even if you walk away from God and backslide, the grace of God will pursue you until the very last breath in your body to get you back, because our God is a merciful God. Our God is a faithful God. Our God is a loving God. Do I have any witnesses tonight of the faithfulness of God? Has He been there for you when you knew you didn't deserve it, but He showed up anyway? Have you ever talked about Him and He loved you anyway? Have you ever walked away from Him and He loved you anyway? Have you ever gotten mad at Him, but He loved you anyway? That's the God we serve tonight. Our God is the one who was willing to spare, not like an idol that says, appease me. Our God is the one who was willing to spare Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10 righteous people. It is our God who relented from judging sin and allowed Moses to intercede for Israel. Our God told the Israelites, I'm giving you the promised land, but I want you to build cities of refuge for people that accidentally killed somebody so that they will not lose their life and they can go there and still live out the fullness of their days. Our God gave rain. He rained manna down in the desert. Our God, He brought water from a rock. Our God healed a poison spring with a prophet throwing a tree into it. Our God made a highway in the middle of the Red Sea. Our God rebuilt the broken walls of Jerusalem. Our God shows up on the battlefield. He shows up at the fireside and the graveside. Our God fed 5,000 with loaves and fishes. Our God raised the widow's son. It is our God who wept over Jerusalem. Our God died on the cross for the sins of humanity when He had done nothing to deserve it. He is full of compassion and grace. The first thing He wants you to know is that God loves you and God wants to give you comfort. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.